Morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
And now, two from two so far. What's the most pleasing aspect of your cricket been?
Probably the fact that different people have contributed at different times. So, obviously, Alyssa Healy absolutely smashed them in the short game that we had due to the weather, game one. And then herself and Ash Gardner missed out game two, like two really big players for us up front. And then for the other girls to get it done was really pleasing.
Morning, Benny. Mate, I don't understand why there's this talk around Elise Perry and form. I really don't get it, and I've never understood it. You've been around her for a long time as head coach of the Sixers. You see with the Australian setup as well, being assistant coach there. Mate, surely she's had a horrible injury. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but she's had a horrible injury, and it's just taken her time to get some match practice under her belt, and now she's looks like she's back to her best to me.
Mate, I had a few interviews yesterday with all those questions and said the exact same thing. Something came out the other day that she wasn't in the top 10 cricketers in the WBBL even anymore.
What?
And I just think stuff like that's pretty ridiculous. If people had seen that what she went through with that injury, like it was a massive hamstring injury that you guys would know that would take a long time to get back from, and nobody works harder at all. And even out of quarantine, like I think people think it's really easy, but 14 days locked up where you can't go outside at all, and then to have to come out and play 2 or 3 days later, it did take a couple of days to get into it. But the more and more she bowls, the better she gets, and always putting the team first. Even the other night, took 2 for 9 off 2 overs and probably could have answered a lot of critics by bowling herself at the death. But, we'd spoken a lot about pace off being really important, and she bowled other people that were probably going to be better for us and better for the side. So, I think it's amazing that people criticise her because, I know there's 7 other teams that would love to have her. So, just really happy she's with us.
Well, Ben, all men and women, sportsmen and women, they go through periods of their careers where they do have a bit of a struggle for whatever reason. I'm assuming this is be the first bit of criticism that she would have received throughout her career. How she handled it?
Look, it's probably worn off a dust back to her, to be honest. I probably get a little bit cranky when I hear it a little bit more on her behalf. But, I always remember Elise saying something to me once that, that women's cricket and sport even in particular, but, the day that they started to get criticised and were spoken about like that in the public was probably the day that they made it. And I guess that, people criticising her tells us that the game's come a long way. It's not just nice stories about the girls all the time. Mm. So I guess you have to be careful what you wish for sometimes. But, for her, it's not even really motivation because she doesn't want to, perform just to to prove people wrong. She just wants to perform to win matches. So, I don't really think she reads too much into it.
What about the team, mate? What are some of the significant changes this year, in your opinion, to your results last season?
Yeah, we've a lot of changes. We've got 7 new players in the team, and in particular our internationals from last season, Marizan Kapp and Dane van der Kerk have moved to other sides, and we've replaced them with internationals in Shefali Verma and Radhi Yadav. So 2 very different players and, a bit of firepower up the front, which I think will help. But more importantly, we probably struggled, and we know that with finishing off games, we haven't really done well at the back end or as well as we should. So once again, probably moving, or at least was first to put a hand up to move down the order to try to help us in that situation. So in the last 4 overs, she strikes at something like 180 in matches. So we identified that she's probably one of our better ones to do that for us. So I think that change and, putting a lot more responsibility on our young bowlers, Maitland Brown, Lauren Cheadle, Stella Campbell. So these girls are ready. Stella Campbell made a test debut for Australia. So it's time for them to have a bit more of a role within our side.
Yeah, we spoke to Stella Campbell on the show last week, and just on, the longer format and your role as the bowling coach there for Australia, how imperative is it that, that more longer format cricket is scheduled for women's cricket?
Yeah, I think it's, they really enjoy it. So that's the most important part. Again, like Michael said about Elise, I find it a little bit tough sometimes when they criticise the girls, for the way they play the long-form cricket. They've only got 4 days. They lost the full day's play out there on the Gold Coast. And I guess sometimes you know, just me, just my opinion personally, you know, when the men play out a draw, it's tough test match cricket, but sometimes when the girls play it out, it's, you know, it's spoken about in the media as boring, and I just think that's a little bit tough on them when they did their absolute best up there to get a result, but, you know, one day short and a lost day to rain made it pretty difficult. But look, the girls love the long form stuff and they'd love to play a little bit more.
Benny, where do you see women's cricket? Again, we from afar, the fact that it's now televised and they've got their own BBL, I would say it's come a long way. You've been involved in it for a long time. Do you think it has come a long way? Has it come far enough? And where do you see it in, you know, 5 years, 10 years? Are we going to see a women's IPL?
Yeah, look, I think they've spoken about the IPL for a long time. I can just, again, say in my experience with the Big Bash, I have been involved since the start. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, and I don't want to criticise players, but, you know, the Sydney Sixers itself, you know, we probably could have played with five or six players. Our top six all bowled. So you'd then have, you know, people just, not just make up numbers, that's a bit tough. But, yeah, you know, you didn't need as many. But now, like, I think every team, you know, not as many just straight out all-rounders. There's a lot more specialist bats and specialist bowlers. Mm. And, you know, it's starting to be a lot more aggressive as well. So, you know, the last couple of games, again, the scores have been a little bit low, and I just think that's you know, people haven't played a game out of quarantine and no domestic cricket's been played. So I think people are just feeling each other out at the moment. And then, you know, I think the scores are going to go up and up as the tournament goes on. So no, it's definitely come a long way, you know, from just a few people being involved to, you know, you need an entire, not only entire team, but entire squad to win these things now.
Well, Ben, you're 2 from 2. Great start. And I know you had a bit of a disruption there with the lockdown on the weekend, but hopefully that's behind you. And good luck for the rest of the competition.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.